The Winter 13 release added a couple of new features for testing Apex callouts. Specifically, developers can now either 1. Use a static resource to save the test response, for example a JSON text file, and then use the static resource callout mock or multi-static resource callout mock system classes to test one or more callouts, or 2. Implement one of two new interfaces, HTTP callout mock, for HTTP, REST, callouts, or web service mock, for web service, SOAP, callouts. Pat wrote an excellent blog post breaking down the first option. Let's review the second option, specifically how to implement the HTTP callout mock interface to test HTTP callouts. Testing a single HTTP callout. Let's start with a relatively simple requirement of testing an Apex class that makes a single HTTP, i.e. REST, callout. Here's the code that we need to test. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The first step is to create a class that implement the HTTP callout mock interface. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, while it is not required to mark your HTTP callout mock implementation class as @isTest, it is generally a best practice to do so in order to exclude the class from your organization's code size limit of 3 megabytes. You need to implement the respond method of the HTTP callout mock interface in which you return a fake HTTP response. As you can see, we've created a utility testing class that can be used to test any scenario that involves a single HTTP callout, and not just the callout accounts class shown earlier. This utility class can be used to test both binary and string responses, depending on which constructor you use to instantiate the class, and also lets you specify the HTTP code and status for the fake response. You can optionally also specify HTTP headers to be included in the fake response. Next, let's see how we use this HTTP callout mock implementation to test our callout accounts class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Line 8 shows how we use the test.setMockSystem method to tell the platform which HTTP callout mock implementation to use during the test. After that line, if an HTTP callout is invoked in test context, for example the callout code in our callout_accounts.getAccounts method, the callout is not made and you receive the mock response specified in the respond method implementation. Testing multiple HTTP callouts. Let's make things a little more complicated now. Say that your code makes multiple HTTP callouts in a single transaction. Here's a simple example from Pat's blog post. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here, we're making two callouts, one to retrieve the account data and another to retrieve the contact data. Using the single request mock class that we had created above doesn't work since that class returns the same fake HTTP response for every callout. One option is to use static resources and the multi-static resource callout mock class shown in Pat's blog to return different fake responses based on the HTTP endpoint being invoked. However, that approach cannot handle cases where you need to test for dynamic response data with dependencies on query parameters and/or the request body. Also, what about cases where your code expects a binary response from one callout, for example a callout to the Google Map API, and a text/JSON response from another callout? Even though our simple code sample above does not meet either of those two criteria, let's see how we can use HTTP callout mock to test it. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Like our single request mock utility, the class above also implements the HTTP callout mock interface. However, unlike single request mock, this class is simply a wrapper that maintains a map of HTTP endpoints greater than their dummy HTTP callout mock implementations. Let's see how we can use this utility class to test our multiple callout code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In the test method above, we first construct the fake test responses for our two callouts on lines 4 to 12 using the single request mock utility class. We then create a map of the two HTTP endpoints to their respective fake responses and instantiate a multi-request mock object out of that. Finally, We use test.setmock to tell the platform to use the multi-request mock object for every HTTP callout made in a test context from that point onward. When we execute our process account's context code, the respond implementation in the multi-request mock class will return the appropriate fake response depending on the endpoint being invoked.